Perhaps the best things that you can say are things that are obvious in hindsight, or even obvious thinking about them, but which should still be said. Basic facts, truths that people know, but also sometimes fail to share. And in that spirit, I want to take a moment to talk about appreciating what I've got. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Jeff Atwood, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. It could be about most anything I've had recently or what I've had over the years. I have a dedicated office, partially funded by a sponsor and also using my own funds, where I can do all sorts of projects involving digitization, data transfer, and streaming without worrying about having to live next to it. Having to figure out where I'm going to sleep when my bed is covered with all sorts of things, or looking over while living my day-to-day life and seeing projects waiting for me, an actual physical to-do list that can be stressful and perhaps obsessive. I've got photographs of some of the ways I've lived over the years. Not all of them really are healthy. As spectacle, having a room full of media or full of computers is exciting. But then you get to close the window, you get to turn the page, but the person living within it doesn't. The fact that I get up in the morning in a clean, healthy bedroom, get myself ready, go down to my car, drive to my office and work on all the things that I do is a gift, something I need to appreciate. This office is incredibly small, but it's a place of its own, 100% focused for this purpose. It's a place where stacks of VHS tapes, U-matic tapes, computer shoppers, and other papers and floppy disks are all awaiting projects to turn them digital. They sit in the background when I'm streaming, answering questions, or simply focused on my own work while people watch. And the technology, the actual machinery of digitization, is a constant project in itself. Of maintenance and repair, modification, and putting it aside when it stops working. These are the day-to-day activities. I've been doing some sort of this process for over 10 years now, and each successive year has meant changes in either what I'm focused on, how I approach things, or maybe even what machinery and formats I'm capable of. Sometimes I've gotten it right. Sometimes I've had to go back to work I did before and do it better. But in all of these cases, the consistency has been the constant changing, going from this format to that format, discovering that a in-between piece of equipment makes the result better, revisiting what I do post-processing after I make the digital file. And of course, coming up with what the best presentation method is for what's on the other side. I bring all this up, not because I know that change is around the corner, but because change might be around the corner. Because things move from underneath what you think of as foundational concepts. While I work in the place that I am, I'm going through thousands, probably tens of thousands, of pages, and I'm speaking and streaming for hours upon hours. And at one point in the future, that will change or that will stop. I'll no longer be doing it that way. I'll have other people do it. Perhaps I'll hire people to do it, or people will be hired to do it in my sad absence. I have no crystal ball. I have no simple, clear way to look at all the factors involved. What's being done right now costs funds. I'm being sponsored by FaxZero.com, a fax service which provides a way to do faxing over the internet without having to have a machine yourself. It's run by a friend of mine, Kay Savitz, and Kay decided it would be fun to have a retro-focused business help with my office costs. I cannot thank him enough for this. It takes such a load off my mind not to have to run a telethon every month to pay for the privilege of having this office. The work that I do in it, I think, is very important. It's a major factor in a whole range of non-advocated material. The rounding errors of video production, the forgotten pieces of paper or magazine issues that represented history as it was years and years ago. To have a place where some amount of this work will happen, where these things will be preserved and saved, is, I think, important. But beyond this, beyond appreciating what I have at this exact moment, is a recognition of the fundamental aspects of entropy. A lot of factors led to where I am now, to be somebody who is sent materials, who digitizes them, who communicates with an audience, either via email or streaming or other methods, where I'm able to be a clearinghouse for material that people want to see. This set of factors is just too brittle to persist. It's not sad, it's just the way of life. Right now, these things all work. And people who are using it perhaps don't know how brittle it can all be. It's natural to see something happening and assume it will always happen or that it's always happened. But the years I've spent reading documents, looking at websites, helping to rescue what were thought to be immutable online experiences tell me that it's better to enjoy what you have than assume it will always be there. To step out and take a moment to go to the place, to speak to the person, to write to the organization that is doing something that matters to you, than to assume there will be some ceremony, some event, some particular time when you'll get a chance to. So in recognition of that, let me say, I love this office. I love what I'm doing with it. I love the place that it has in my life. When it's mothballed, when it closes, when it ends, I will appreciate the years I got to work this way and the echoes of places that I've worked before, of personal basements and offices and things that I've built throughout my life, every one of them a fine memory, and every one of them, at the time, I hope, appreciated. So I ask you, is there something or someone that you appreciate? Perhaps you needed an inspiration to reach out and thank them. This is that time. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, Martin, Sembiance, Benjamin Guts, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. I reiterate, there is no incoming reason I won't have somewhere to work for some time to come. But life gets ahead of you, and life does not tolerate promises, wishes, and dreams. It makes changes. So, if this office becomes storage, if I become a memory, if the projects I'm doing get taken because there's a better group to do them, that's all natural. All that matters to me is that on a regular basis, including now, I looked at what I had, captured it with a photo, and, in this case, told people about it.